it is star time. Are you ready for star time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Thank you.
while back in the jungle.
Greetings, music lovers. It's the Hound. We're back, WFMU East Orange. Oh, that was the Moonriders with Sound of the Hound, also known as Big Heavy. We heard Porky Harris and Pigpen. Goes out to the Mixter. Made us all that nice pork and buffalo. Tiny Grimes, Call of the Wild. Curly Hammer, King Curtis on guitar on that one with Airy. And the Upsetters and
King Curtis on guitar?
No, King Curtis on that one. King Curtis on sax.
Just wanted to be sure.
Okay. The Upsetters and Upsetter Roke. And what do we have today?
A lot of stuff. It's clear as mud.
A lot of stupid records and Blues Hangover, Hillbilly Hangover, Soul Caboose, Bomb,
Lovers and Others,
Il Bruch,
me,
Denois,
yep.
Miss Sally, News for Jerks,
tons of that.
You know. We're getting bogged down already. This is great.
Yeah. And then we can go home and eat.
Or if you're me, we can go home and sound check.
Oh, right. Il Bruch has a gig tonight over at a bar named after a bank. That's one step away from a bar named after a jail. What are all these funny sound effects that happen in here? That one.
Whoop. I think Den's feeding
back. That's my throat. All right, let's kick into it. We got one by Roscoe Gordon.
Kick our way out of it.
Lives in Queens nowadays. So go over and say hi to him. He's in the phone book.
I'm a hoping and a hoping and a hoping that it won't be long. I'm a hoping and a hoping and a hoping that it won't be long. Well, I ain't been right, baby, since you've been gone. Tommy T. Well, I know right now you're the girl for me. Tommy T, come back to me. Tommy T, come back to me. Well, come back, baby, and set my poor heart free.
Just because I said something stupid?
Hey, hey, hey.
All right, we got the tenor sax, vocal group, piano, drums, and guitar. We're all set to make a hit rock and roll record. Now let's hear it.
Down in the valley of the Congo,
yeah, there's a crazy place called Morocco.
And what's that dance they always do?
Morocco, Morocco.
Dancing in the Congo.
When I got to town, everything had changed. Everybody looking at me so strange.
This is a hit!
Yep, it's the Hound. And that was Meredith Neal and Gertrude. We heard the Showman with Country Fool.
Showman.
Johnny Scat Brown and Mama Rock. The Chandeliers with Dancing in the Congo. The Fireflies, Stella Got a Fella. Got that for $1 about 2 weeks ago. There's still bargains around.
Music is your best entertainment value. There's no question about it.
Roscoe Gordon with Tummer T opened it up. And,
I guess it's time to renounce some things.
What are the back-to-school specials? Next week on The Hound Show, Sleepy LaBeouf, in person, filling in for Il Bruch.
Sleepy LaBeouf.
Who will be at the guitar show.
He is a giant in the music industry, folks.
Yeah, a big fat guy.
Yeah.
Hands like two canned hams.
Mm-hmm.
This Thursday night at the North River Bar, the Empire State Soul Club meets. That's 145 Hudson Street. See the Empress in her Empire State Soul Club bustier. I'm sure she'll have to wear it after Go-Go-Rama.
I don't think she's taking it off.
Maybe that's a tattoo on her chest that just looks in the shape of a bustier.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to see is Jeff the Chef in a Empire State Soul Club bustier.
Why? What kind of dark passions you are, Mr. Hound?
The A-Bones, along with the Vacant Lot and the Voodoo Dolls.
The Voodoo Dolls.
Who are they?
I don't know.
You know, it's one of those bands that sort of reeks of that... Fatal quality of Cramps influence.
Who knows? I haven't a clue. I think we played with them.
The Liquor Giants,
yes,
featuring Ward Dotson.
They might be Young Marble Liquor Giants, folks.
That's at the Space at Chase tonight.
Yeah.
What time, Bruce?
Yeah, I may as well
when
dismiss
you,
this.
When you hear the belch,
yeah, when you
run over.
When you hear the erp, you know, run in and listen. Folks, if I'm hanging out there, you got something to say to me, come up and talk to me, but don't ask me what time my band's going on. I never know until they tell me.
Ray Charles at the Blue Note Monday and Tuesday night. He knows what time he goes on,
and he
doesn't even have a watch.
And he can tell the difference between Coke and Pepsi, and he's blind.
Right. And I think that's it. Gary Lucas at the Knitting Factory, but I don't know what night it is. Tuesday, maybe. Try Tuesday.
Gary Lucas featured in last month's Guitar Player, as opposed to Cordell Jackson featured in this month's Guitar Player. Maybe we should get the two of them together for like a supergroup thing.
Maybe.
Dueling like, you know, Marshall Stacks on either tower of the Williamsburg Bridge.
It's time for news.
What, already?
Yeah, why not?
Have we any?
I don't know. You guys are... I can do one if you want me to start. You want me to start it?
Yeah, go ahead. Start the ball rolling.
Okay. Two pilots watching moose collide and die. Healy, Alaska. Two small planes collided and both pilots were killed, apparently because they were both watching a moose on the ground.
Moose must have been doing something pretty interesting.
The bodies of Richard Halstead, age 39, and Lawrence Schneider, age 52, both of Fairbanks, were recovered Sunday after the crash near Denali National Park, said Alaska State Troopers. Schneider had relatives hunting moose near the site, but investigators did not know why Halstead was flying around the area. A party of hunters saw the crash and rode on horseback to notify. Witnesses say both pilots were circling, seemed to be looking at the moose, and apparently failed to notice each other.
Wilderness.
So the moose is two, people zero.
Zero.
I always root for the moose.
Well, how about this? Really, what are the odds of that happening? Swiss. So,
for those of you without your video monitor, Sally said, how about this, and pulled her shirt up.
Well, a Swiss woman married an elephant keeper after a ride. A two-hour ride on the back of an elephant has changed her life. That night, she married the elephant keeper. Well,
where was
it says
this?
That's how you get the white chicks.
Where was this?
In Thailand. So
this
is in Bangkok, Thailand.
Mm-hmm. Where they let him run around.
The Thai guy, because I can't pronounce his name, was smitten with the elephant. Oh, wait a minute. That's her name. The Swiss lady was smitten with the elephant keeper during a recent jungle ride. She was impressed by his politeness. Love blossomed as the ride progressed against a backdrop of mountains, the radio said.
What they don't tell you is an elephant ride lasts like 3.5 years.
2 hours. But that night they were married in the traditional Karen ceremony. Her husband is a member of the ethnic minority famed for its ability to catch, train, and ride elephants.
And famed for their ability to catch, train, and ride Swiss tourists.
Really, she plans to give up her job in the computer field and live in Thailand.
Me too.
Oh, boy.
Recently returned Middle East hostage mugged. After fleeing across the desert to escape the Iraqi army, a recently returned Middle East hostage was mugged in a hotel parking lot. William Longthorne, a.k.a. Lucky, a 64-year-old mechanical engineer who had been working in Kuwait, said he was robbed Tuesday night by a man with a gun who said he was hungry. I don't have any money, Longthorne said Thursday, so then he wanted my watch, Natch. Longthorne handed the gunman his $200 watch, reported the robbery to hotel employees who called police. Quote, it didn't faze me until it was over, he said. Longthorne said he wasn't nervous during the holdup after seeing, quote, all those Iraqi guns. He escaped from Kuwait 3 weeks ago, driving across the desert to Saudi Arabia with two other men, he said.
Well, maybe that's what we need, some kind of desensitized program where all people walk around with guns so it doesn't mean anything.
Well, aren't we sort of conducting that in the neighborhood these days?
I think it's kind of almost hit that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was also a theory proposed by Ted Nugent.
Yeah.
He said, you know, the first 18 months, a lot of people would get killed and everybody would just learn to chill out.
Yeah, like, be polite, you know.
Yeah. All right, I think it's time for a Hillbilly Hangover.
Definitely.
Here's a guy who, on the strength of his recording prowess, was later elected governor of Louisiana, and I can see exactly why. Jimmy Davis.
About the hottest dance in this town. It's a dance they use in the cotton fields. It's a dance that stopped the Virginia reel. The babies all do it before they crawl. The grandpas do it when they're bald. And the papas and the mamas rip and romp to the tune they call the Barnyard Stomp. Watch them prance, watch them go, swing them high and you dip them low. Hold them tight when you rip and roam, you may lose her at the Barnyard Stomp. Now old Uncle Joe at the age of 83 shouted, some good sister prance with me, I'm going to do that Barnyard Stomp. from France. Watch them go, swing them high and you dip them low. Hold them tight when you rip and roll. You may lose her at the barnyard stall. Now old Aunt Jane, getting old in years, says, give me room, I'm changing gears. I'm about to do that barnyard stall. France, watch them go, swing them high and you dip them low. Hold them tight when you rip and roll. You may lose her at the barnyard stall. Now Deacon Brown at the age of 88 lost his pants when he jumped the gate. He was trying to do that barnyard stall. Yodelay, yodelay, I yodelay.
Through the bar, she bowed her head, she waved. about her head.
He waved both hands at me.
I'm prison bound.
I'm longing to be free. Troubles are like mine.
Oh, I'll see you
when you haven't got a dime. Weeping like a willow, mourning like a dove.
Weeping like a willow,
mourning like a dove.
There's a girl up the country
that I really love.
Sadie's got a little store way down in Caroline. Other stores are closing up, but Sadie's doing fine. Other people wonder how she sells her merchandise. When they ask her to explain, she gives them this advice. Go out and get the corn, cut your price on tenderloin, and give them all a special sale on stew. Meat gets older every hour, they won't buy it when it's sour.
If you can't get by, they do.
Sell your fish, let them bargain if they wish, for after Friday you are really through. Since you know they're gonna smell it, while it's fresh you'd better sell it. If you can't get by, take two. Make them understand you want money in the hand. Just guarantee your stuff as good as new. You can let them see and feel it, just as long as they don't steal it. If you can't get by, they do. Everything you've got, make them buy it while it's hot. Each day you must increase your revenue. Every customer who buys it only helps you advertise it. If you can't get by, take two. Be in the red if you learn to use your head and do what all the clever salesmen do. You must think of your position. You've got plenty competition. If you can't get by, take you.
Little gal, you've got everything. honey, I've got a double spine. Place a needle in that hole and do that nasty swing.
Way back in the hills, hillbilly hangover.
Yeah, like pre-war action, folks.
How did these guys start yodeling? I don't know.
I don't know.
Some Swiss
thing. Some Swiss thing, folks.
Cliff Carlisle with that nasty swing. Swing. Milton Brown and his brownies. If you can't take five, take two. Good advice, Bruce.
Hmm.
The Carter family with Hello Stranger.
A little gender confusion there, but who knows.
Roy Acuff, Shadow Lulu. And we open up with Governor Jimmy Davis and the Barnyard Stomp. And a few more announcements. This, coming up this week on WFMU, on Aerial View, 6 o'clock Tuesday, 6 o'clock evening,
PM.
American Guitar, Past, Present, and Future, with guests, Four Guys I Never Heard Of, and Chris Kutch of Mojo Guitars.
Yeah.
So while he's here on FMU, we have Run of the Store.
Hello, Mojo.
Sail at Mojo, 6 o'clock Tuesday.
Long time no see.
The New York Guitar Show.
Yes.
Next Saturday.
It's next Saturday and Sunday, the 22nd and 23rd, I believe, at the, what's the name of the church on 12th Street, Dan? Mary Help of Christians on
St. Gimme Your Money.
Yeah, on East 12th Street between 1st and 2nd Avenues.
Manhattan.
11 to 7 or something.
See, all kinds of amazing guitars that you can't afford and they don't want to sell them anyway.
And fat men playing bad jazz on the front pickups of each.
And little Japanese guys writing checks with lots of zeros.
Yeah, there it is.
It's a show you can't miss, and Il Bruch will be there.
I will be working the floor over you all.
Here on the Hound Show is Sleepy LaBeef will be here. Filling in for Il Bruch.
How's he going to fit in the car? That's what I can't.
He's driving his Cadillac, and we're driving the Rice Rocket.
Okay.
And this Dad's Thursday, toy. the last final Wild Girl show for at least 8 months. So tune in, because Wild Girl will be on sabbatical until at least June.
And I'm
not happy about that.
Yeah, me neither.
You know, we have so few friends. We have so few friends here, and it's thinning out by the second.
No lie.
All right, getting back to the news.
Oh, you got one here?
Police
no.
Blotter.
Yeah, from the police blotter, folks. Protect, serve, annihilate.
Desk. I am assuming the position against the police desk right now.
Here it is. Cebu City, Philippines. Enrique Quinanola, thank you, put up such a struggle the police had to kill him to prevent him from committing suicide. Police said friends said the 20... Police and friends said... police and friends.
They did succeed, though.
Yeah. So the 21-year-old unemployed man tried to hang himself at his home Tuesday. Relatives cut the rope and brought him to a hospital. As doctors were preparing to sedate him, Lucky Enrique slipped away and ran to a nearby restaurant where he grabbed a knife and slashed his wrists. Police saw the incident and tried to subdue Enrique, the witnesses said, but he put up such a struggle that officers shot him, first in the leg and then in the chest. He died a few moments later.
Preventative law enforcement is the most effective.
His family had the gall to file a complaint with the government's Human Rights Commission alleging the victim's civil liberties were violated, but, you know...
Hey, that preventative law enforcement stuff, it works.
That guy's not going to try. He's not going to try to commit suicide ever again.
No lie. Ignorance of the law is no excuse, folks. You heard it here first.
Mm-hmm. More cop news. Cop kills innocent man by mistake. Whoops.
I hate that.
A cop killed an unarmed Manhattan man who fit the description of a man seen carrying a gun yesterday morning.
Let me guess. Curly black hair, brown skin, brown eyes, skinny.
White hat, green
sneakers.
White hat, green shirt, gray pants, and white sneakers. Officer.
By all means, be careful when you get dressed in the morning.
Really?
It could mean your life.
Check your police radio. Mm-hmm. Officer Robert Martin, Bobby, 29, assigned to the 100th Street Station House, was on patrol alone.
Alias Eagle Eye.
When he was radioed a description of the guy. He spotted a man matching the description, Columbus and 104th Street, called for him to stop. The man, Hispanic, in his 30s, turned around, and Martin fired once, hitting him in the neck. He died later at St. Luke's
Hospital. Wait a second, he yelled for the guy to stop?
And the guy, as the guy was turning around, he shot him in the neck.
Oh, no, well, that's understandable.
No gun was found. Bobby Martin, cop for 3.5 years, is on the desk for a while until this blows over.
Well, what he can say to the Citizens Review Board is that he turned around in a menacing way. I was concerned that he might try to headbutt me, so I shot him.
One more quick one. West Side sweep of John's nets off-duty cop. Another oops. Morrill's cops dressed as hookers to arrest John's on the prowl in Manhattan nabbed an off-duty police officer. Apparently, they also had two
transvestites.
They had two males out there, yeah, doing the transvestite number.
The long.
Police officer Kevin Sweeney, 27, of Nassau County, was one of 64 men arrested in the five-hour sweep dubbed Operation John.
Kevin, officer love Sweeney to you.
Sweeney, who is unmarried, they'll have you know.
So tune in, girls, or guys dressed as girls.
So it's cool. Has been a cop for 6 years and is assigned to the Ozone Park Station House in Queens. They picked him up somewhere, well, in the big sweep. They don't say where. Mm. Misdemeanor charge, no problem. The cop desk.
Maybe he'll be working at the same desk as the other guy.
Yeah, really.
They can shoot rubber bands at each other.
Old eagle eye.
Yeah.
Oh, Bobby. What else is going? I guess we have a vibe report coming up.
Yeah, the mysterious vibe report
Roscoe,
from down south.
Yeah, Roscoe's. What we heard was Roscoe just disappeared to Nashville this morning without telling us.
Leaving Nash Vegas. Did he take ML with him?
I don't think so. I don't know. Warner he took. And coming up a little later, we have Soul Caboose, Blues Hangover, the Vom set. So, did you check out the cover of the Neil Young with the fisheye?
Did I check it out, Mr. Hound, but I got a cover slick and two different posters from my good friends at Hideout Records on Cornelius Street.
Oh, thanks, very good. We'll be hearing a little more of that.
Yeah, we'll be hearing from them next week, too.
Who?
The Hideout Record Boys.
We will?
Yeah.
Why? We'll be hearing from them next week. Oh. Went over your head, folks.
Hand
Sorry
signals.
About that.
Yeah.
Hand signals.
The hand signals.
All right,
why can't it be Jack Boy's birthday every day? Or more to it, why can't it be 2 days after Jack Boy's birthday every day? That's what I want to know.
Well, maybe Mick can start throwing parties for everybody's birthday. Alice has a birthday coming up Friday. Happy birthday, Alice.
Happy birthday, Al. 16 years old and never been kissed, folks.
Leftover buffalo stew. Okay, we got one queued up by Willie Egan. This is WFMU East Orange. We do chicken right. Hit it. 2, 3. Come home tonight. Wah, wah.
And roll. Where's that good old bunny hug and turkey trot in Charleston? And what about the karaoke and the bunny hug, huh? Them was dances. You dance your brains out with those kind of steps. Rock and roll. Now, wouldn't you know, with my dumb luck.
Yeah.
He came on in and up to the bar. I could see the door wasn't very far. About that time, I made him a break. Now, wouldn't you know, I was too darn late. Come on, don't shoot me. I tried to make it as fast as I could. Pulled his gun out like I knew he would. I dodged to the right and then to the left. Stock market crashes. When we had a crash, we had a crash. Pow, right down to the bottom. All this fluctuating, dropping a point or two, up a point and a half, drive you out of your skull. Rock and roll.
That you don't love me. No.
baseball. We went to a ball game in the old days. We went to see baseball play. Yes, sir. If we didn't like a call, we'd get out there and take that ump and bounce his head all over that plate till he made the right call. There was baseball in them times. Yes, sir. Rock and roll. This beer, carbonated defrost. Give me another one and compress the head, will you?
Pencil in your pocket and you're raising
three and a third record players. 78 ain't good enough. What's the matter? Groove too big for you? Rock and roll.
A red hot fever running up my spine. Her kisses hit me like a barrel of wine. My baby loving really got me blind. If she ever leaves, I know I'll be fine. Pay the bills, end up with a headache and a box of pills. Work all my galleys to a roving kind. If she ever leave me, I'll lose my mind. Strangers give my gal the eye. Afraid I'll lose her to some other guy. Give me a little come on and a soft sweet wine. If she ever leaves, I know I'll leave. Love and I can't hardly shiver and I quiver and I get so weak. Hope I never lose this loving gal of mine. If you ever leave me, I know I'll lose my mind.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. Hound here with selections from next year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees.
Look, it's the Hound!
Cousin Herbert Henson. That's Den's cousin, Herbert Henson. Lose my mind.
Herbert Henson Urenic? I guess they shortened it.
Bobo Jenkins with Nothing But Love. Johnny Kay with Oh Patty. Bo Diddley, You Know I Love You. Buddy Kay and the Casuals with The Unlucky Lover. Mm. That's the one that went, Aw, Don't Shoot Me. Willie Egan opened it up with Wow Wow. And that was what we heard. Oh, yeah. Next week on the Hound Show, Sleepy La Beef.
In terms of the recognition factor thing, what really flipped me out was going up to Yankee Stadium Saturday night with Jer.
Welcome, Bruce Bennett.
Yeah, we're sitting in the cheap seats. Biggest day on the scoreboard. The Yankees welcome Bruce Bennett, spelled right and everything.
Yeah, I think Ricky Henderson put it in for you.
Yeah, Willie Randolph.
Regular listener of ours.
Small buddy.
Oh,
it's great watching the mid-80s Yanks beat up on the really super lame 90s Yanks.
Yeah, you mean the Oakland A's?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the mid-80s Yanks. What a drag.
Don't spook the horse, Hound.
Wait, we got a good news story here.
I got the local EV news. Should we?
David Joe Hasbin wants, this is from the Rock News Desk, David Joe Hasbin wants to put his past behind him. It seems this guy was currently performing under the guise of Buster Poindexter, used to be a frontman for American glitter rock Groundbreakers and New York Dolls, who performed in drag. Now that Rower Records is releasing a CD version of the Dolls' Lipstick Killers, Joe Hasbin, who has become, as it says here, hot as the macho Poindexter, doesn't want to be remembered as a gender bender. Insiders say his lawyers have forbidden Rower to invoke the name of Poindexter when promoting the Dolls' CD. See, yeah. Hot.
It's okay with Jerry Nolan and Stallone and everything.
He is a pathetic little guy.
They're all working in video stores, you know?
Really?
I don't know. They wander in and out of Mojo now and then. They all seem relatively well-adjusted.
What about Johnny Thunders stealing chickens?
Yeah, Johnny Thunders is a chicken thief, folks.
Yeah. Oh, God, he is a pathetic little guy. I think he should sort of like, I think he should start promoting the idea of a Dolls reunion to pay his rent, because I don't, you know. Well, the guy's had every break in the book. He just can't sing.
There's bubbling rumors of a Heartbreakers reunion, because everybody's, you know, rent's due or whatever. I don't know.
Just never can say goodbye reunion tour in 1990.
Alone together, together again. 90.
Methadone, tour of methadone clinics coast to coast.
Free orange juice. Yeah. All right.
Oh, what was the one you're going to do there, Denwa?
Fire away.
Our good pal, Daniel Rakowitz.
Oh, yeah, the chicken man, speaking of birds.
Yeah, getting swept up in this big caveman on a spaceship mania once again.
Suspected butcher Dan Rakowitz, the rambling drifter, accused of butchering That's how I always thought of him.
Is that the name on his record?
Wasn't he on Hee Haw?
Yeah, those are all in capital letters. Accused of butchering a promising young dancer and boiling her body parts yesterday,
What was she promising? That's why she got chopped up.
Asked a judge to impanel a jury of marijuana smokers. That way I could get a fair trial, he said.
Now, wait, he's got a point there, because the law says a trial of your peers.
Of your peers, there you go.
Right?
Well, I mean...
Of your peers.
But do you think you can find 12 peers for this guy?
Oh, no problem.
Like in Tompkins Square Park right now.
Yeah, you know? I mean, maybe a couple of hundred. No, because, you know, we don't all have a lot in common in this country, and, you know, you think of your peers... trying, you can go out, you know, you can get some pretty flaky people on a jury that
no lie
may not see eye to eye with you. It's most especially if you walk around with a rooster under your arm and a hatchet in your hand.
You're prone to, you know, acts of dismemberment to your loved ones.
Well, apparently his lawyer's gone for the mentally unfit line, but
there's he
says, no man, I'm fit to stand trial, just give me the pot jury.
Yeah, he's got a point there. Anyway, I think it's time for Soul Caboose. There is an Empire State Soul Club this Thursday night, North River Bar, 145 Hudson Street in Manhattan. It gets kicking about 9 o'clock, and it's always fun. Anyway, we'll kick it off with mine and I guess everybody's favorite ethnic group, the Isley Brothers.
I love that joke.
Are you really enjoying the ultimate in sausage products? You are if you're buying Wardinsky's. Now remember what we always say. Don't give me that baloney. I want Wardinsky.
Lord have mercy.
trouble overtook me. Well, now, why'd you get me down? Please have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Trouble worn me off my days. Please have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me.
Incidentally, our sponsor's a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white shirts.
Oh, baby, I may be a fool, wasting my time by going to school. The way you get me, loving you so, I can't do my homework anymore. I can't do my homework anymore. Oh, baby, you got me so blind. I'm walking around in circles about to lose my mind. The way you get me, loving you so, I can't do my homework anymore. I can't do my homework anymore. If it's the kiss of your lips or the touch of your hand, whatever you do, it's really grand. Oh, baby, what can I do? Walking around in circles in love with you. The way you got me, loving you so, I can't do my homework anymore. I can't do my homework anymore. Anymore.
girls, this motherfucker's got rhythm.
Love them chicken heads too. me wild back in the jungle.
I'm a funky guy.
Love songs, nothing but love songs.
That was today's soul caboose.
This week's soul caboose.
My way of saying, Don Cornelius, can I have your job? Bobby Rush with Chicken Heads. We had the Five Deutones, Monkey See, Monkey Do. Otis Rush with Homework. Ray Charles, Sinner's Prayer. Ray will be at Blue Note Monday and Tuesday night.
Let's be honest here. Do you think Otis Rush really did a whole lot of homework anyway? You know?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Couldn't doubt whether he's a school age when he did
that. We opened up with the Isley Brothers and nobody but me. And
the truth, folks.
You know what time it is, right?
No, I give up. What?
4:30.
Oh.
Vibe time.
I don't see any little blinking lights.
Well, hello. There he is. What's feeding back? Roscoe! You there?
Oh, hello.
Yeah, who picked up the other line? I think that's what caused him feedback or something. You there, Roscoe?
Roscoe?
Roscoe, you there?
Yeah.
Oh, got you. Okay. Somebody picked up the other line and whacked us off, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You on the air?
Watch that. We're on the air.
Got some feedback going, yeah?
Yeah, I know.
Shut the door.
Anyway. So, what's going on? I heard you high-tailed it out of town?
Yeah, it was getting too hot, you know?
The weather broke after that rainstorm.
Well, it's really nice down here in Nash, Vegas, too.
Yeah?
It's only 70 degrees.
Whoa, I think we're about 74 right now.
What's with that feedback?
It's source is subject of controversy. I think we got it covered now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not that I'm adverse to feedback. I'm down here doing a little quality control on the Budweiser product.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah? You find any, like, raw fish inside them or anything?
No. So far, the first few that I had, they're just fine.
Mm. So what up, man?
So, I don't know. I just was thinking I ought to get out of town. And Warner, you know, since he moved to L.A., he had to do some project here in Nash, Vegas. And so, you know... there's that word that I can't say on the radio, but in that movie about the mall culture, they say what the, you know?
Yeah.
And it's sort of like just moved me to get up and go.
Wow.
And the travel agent hooked me up with the, you know, family problem ticket, which was the right price. You know, it's like the kind of money that you could spend on a good binge anyway, you know, so...
That's great.
And I'm down here. I'm going to do some rock biz meetings, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Power lunches.
Yeah, a couple power lunches, little Nashville sushi. There's a big banquet going on for some bigwig, this BMI bigwig down here. I might stop over there, turn him on to the lounge pants.
So this wasn't your permanent move, was it?
No, I'm not. I haven't moved.
Oh, okay.
Why, did you see my stuff out on the street in front of the Pines?
I think Jack was contemplating it.
Mm-hmm.
He was wondering himself. Well, I guess Roscoe went down to Nashville and got some guitars for sale here.
Not those tellies. those carry blood.
The John Lee Hooker telly.
And a good one.
Yeah. So what's the vibe?
So the vibe is just sort of a transportation vibe, you know,
mm-hmm.
which was a good one. The Warner man is right here. Say hi to the hound. Quick hi.
Oh, no.
Yo, dude, what's up?
Hey, Warner.
You're happening, Warner.
That was a quick...
Penn State USC
we got going here. It looks like an illegal cable box they got going. We're at the Sound Emporium in Nash, Vegas.
Oh, recording studio?
Yeah.
So you're doing a session or something?
Yeah, flew in to do a little acoustical part.
Uh-huh. So you're in the studio with the dudes, huh?
I'm in the studio with the dudes. You know, we're going to be doing a little acoustic on some power ballad here.
Mm-hmm. Is it K.D. Lang?
No, it's not K.D. Lang. I don't play with no vegetarians.
Anymore.
Eat meat or die.
Eat pork, man.
Did you like that buffalo chili the other night?
Oh, man. That food at the McMeister's was incredible.
It was,
folks, it was outstanding. You all
that thing, we ought to really maybe, you know, make available that the recipe for that pie. What was that thing called? The Santa Fe pie?
Santa Rosa pie.
Santa Rosa pie.
That was the
guacamole super dip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was a meal, you know?
Yeah, 6-layer guacamole beans.
Cheese. Sour cream.
Yeah.
Refried beans.
Yeah, it was, and Bruce.
The green sauce on top was my favorite. Yes, my Roscoe.
Bruce displayed a lot of finesse with the carving on that ham. You know, a lot of people waste a good 30-40% of a ham due to bad carving.
For a guy whose hands shake like a leaf, he got that paper thin ham thing.
No, it was good.
Very happening.
He got the knife in his hand, and his hand stopped oscillating.
Yeah, well, there you go. And I'm from a pork cutting part of the world. What can I say? Brooch knows pork. Yeah, there you go.
So next week maybe we'll do the vibe report from the guitar show.
Yeah. Yeah, how about it? That could be good.
Is there any other stuff we're not supposed to announce? You want me to talk about it?
Oh, let's see. We got the A-Bones gig, and there's a...
A-Bones playing tonight?
Tonight, over at Chase, and...
The space at Chase?
Yeah, space is the place on Saturn. All right, well, so we had a music industry power lunch this week.
You did?
No, me and you and...
Your pal. And Gangster John out in Long Island.
That was good, right on the water.
It was great.
Folks, can I tell the radio audiences I saw Roscoe turn down a job in the Teenage Ninja Mutant Turtles?
Which one did they want you to be?
No, see, it was in the band. See, the guys that dance around in the suits, they aren't actually playing.
Yeah, and they're union guys, too. They're like equity actors.
Right, but then they have other guys, you know, like Rick Derringer and stuff behind a screen playing guitar. Yeah, I guess they have
guys
from Steely Dan, you know. But I missed it by a couple of days.
Radical.
And I told Gangster John, and he goes, well, you would play bad music, wouldn't you? And I go, well, yeah, I would, but it goes on a sliding scale with how bad it is, how much money it is.
Yeah.
More dough for the more rotten music. But I still don't think I might be able to play... Girl singers is kind of tough, and vegetarians are totally out.
Yeah.
That's probably my only restriction.
But you're not averse to working with reptiles.
No, I'd do it go with the snake, you know. Kids, dogs.
With a trained poodle act.
Yeah, as long as I get my own tech, you know.
Yeah, there you go. And your own tour bus.
Yeah. No, just the back room and the tour bus is fine. I don't need the whole bus.
That's very magnanimous of you.
Yeah, well... Back rooms either burn it or die or get out. Well, that's the vibe. You guys got a VOM set planned there?
You bet.
Sure do.
We're going to try and spook the horse on this one.
Oh, yeah? Boy, I like that record pretty good.
Yeah, it turned out all right, didn't it?
Yeah, we blew out Mick's other speaker and melted down his new amp with it the other day.
Mick, I wonder if did he go up? Did he split?
Yeah, he split. We loaded the big speakers into the back of the car and he headed up.
Where did he take the big speakers?
Because he blew the other one and the guy who designed them is going to be up there, so he's going to get them fixed.
Yeah. Yeah, with a tube.
And maybe go a step up or two.
Yeah, a tube of testers. The speakers cost, you know, like as much as a down payment on a condo.
Yeah.
But real estate, you know, with all this news about how dangerous New York is and everything, it might, you know, it might actually work all the way into a backlash for, you know, rents and stuff. I'm hoping so.
Yeah, but probably not. I doubt it.
Probably not. It's true.
Mm. I just think we all ought to take over one building in Stuyvesant Town, you know?
That would be good. I heard
our own little suburb.
Uh-huh. Who was it? Oh, yeah, Chris moved in with somebody over there.
Yeah, yeah. Chris Such getting mentioned on the radio once again. He's the Stuyvesant Town's newest and possibly loudest resident.
What, has he got an AC-30 up there or something?
No. I don't know. I don't know what he is. He's a gorilla, maybe, in the house.
A gorilla?
Yeah. Oh, he's got the super chip.
Oh, yeah, he's a tube guy.
No lie.
Well, you guys, blast onward. I will make it back. Is there anything going on Wednesday? I was thinking about coming back Wednesday.
I don't know. Cocktails.
Not that we know of.
Cocktails at Brownies?
Yeah.
Now, did you take this gig?
We're in the negotiational stage.
Yeah, because, you know, Jack told me about it, and it was like, you know, Brownies has been, you know, running people out of the place with bad music.
Yeah, no question
about
it.
Monday and Tuesday.
You know, it's a great place, and it's nice that it's got the proximity to the Pines and a few other stops, but, I mean, they really play bad music in there. I think it's just, you know, it's just an oversight. It's just another thing. You got to pay for air conditioning. You got to pay for this and that.
You got to tighten a few bolts.
Yeah, you got to... Well, they should straighten that out, you know, and then they'll see. exactly what happened.
Well, we have our special tonalization package and we have our deluxe tonalization package.
Yeah.
So we're negotiating.
But, you know, Ideas Incorporated, is that what it is? Creative Concepts,
excuse me.
They will come in and do on-site inspection, and I guess you've been doing a certain amount of free on-site inspection in the last couple of months.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like to get paid.
And, yeah, we do.
That's what we get paid to do, to get paid.
Yeah. Well, it's really good, though. They are kind of responsive, because that one bartender, when I was home for 12 hours and we went over and had cocktails that one night, that guy was way heavy on the ice cubes, and they got rid of him.
Oh, good.
You know, he made, you know, you can't make, there's different bartending styles, and some of them entail, you know, like a whole lot of ice cubes. And when you put that many ice cubes in, then it's okay if you go booze almost to the top, and then you add your mix just for color.
Yeah.
But this guy was...
Mixologists take note.
He was, you know, he was totally dead wrong, and they got rid of him. So it's not to say that the guys at Brownies can't be responsive about, you know, the changing needs of the Lower East Side public.
Well, you know, I do not speak for Creative Concepts at all here. Let me disclaim this, but I really do prefer the other booze pit. It's just it's a kindler, gentler vibe, and the music is so much better.
Yeah, but see, the two places are connected, so how can they be so polar on the musical taste?
Well, do you realize that it's almost the same distance from the old booze pit to my house as it is from the new booze pit to your all's house? I think that's where the allegiance thing really lies.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, of course.
Short crawl home.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like, see, from the old booze pit, you have to have enough foresight, or at least I do, to, you know, hold on to that last $3 for the yellow limo home.
Yeah.
Where at Brownies I could go all the way, and if the music is good, then the bartender gets that last $3.
Right. And the other
music matter.
You do get the college crowd in the other booze pit from there. You get the 11-1 rush that you kind of really, it's when you need a cocktail.
Beautiful acoustic music after hours on Sundays. Very nice.
Oh, yeah. Is that sort of happening all the time?
When George has those Sunday night gigs.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'll be missing it.
Well, I may too, the way things are going.
But I've only been here for an hour, and I already got a golf date for tomorrow, so.
Yeah, and you're already half loaded.
I only brought one suitcase, so it was easy to load it.
Yeah. There you go. Party on, dude.
Okay, guys. Well, Vom onward. Sally there?
Sally's here.
Hey, Sally.
Dude, this ain't no cartoon.
She's waving from the couch.
Okay. Well,
looking good doing it.
Well, I think I'm going to go do some acoustic.
Okay,
Roscoe. So later, folks.
All right.
Aloha, Roscoe.
The sound you know and love.
Big cases.
Roscoe makes a late week escape to Nashburg. There you go, folks.
And had a lot on his mind.
A little bar talk. A little Bella bar talk there.
Yeah. All right, so we got our Vom set queued up. We got a lot of requests for this Velvet's bootleg, so we brought it back. Kick it in with Move Right In.
Thank you. somebody gonna come up and ask her to live happily ever after, Mr. Man Goes On.
take your stereos and blow that mother out in the next room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hound ear. That was today's VOM set.
Butterfingers Marshall.
The unrestrained use of excessive volume as practiced by... That was Neil Young there with Mucking Up. Counting backwards, the world-famous Blue Jays with Roscoe on the power assist, Are You Ready for the Country? That was recorded last Sunday by Brian on Brian's supportable DAT machine.
Good job.
In the Z-Bar. Before that, the Stones with Miss Amanda Jones, everybody's five favorite hairdressers. And we opened up with the Velvet Underground and the American version of Five Hairdressers. Move right in. What the hell's going on in the production room? Listen to this. Shut up down there.
Hey, their kid's trying to sleep up here.
Anyway.
Rocking in the not-so-free world.
Yeah, they're going to have to put out a bleeped version of that.
Plaid pants.
Plaid pants.
So, somebody get the Post,
by the way. Metal band. The Post, oh, I don't know, I threw it over there.
Yeah.
I don't know what you did with
it.
The Post? You want
yeah, I was thinking Billy Martin's last words.
Yeah, Billy Martin's last words.
Billy Martin's last words. Ah!
I really believe that both science and baseball have missed a great opportunity by not trying to collect a couple of cells off of the wall of that disco where, you know, the strip bar where he got his face scraped on a few years ago. Because they could be cloning him right now. There's a job for Brian. That I, you know, his wife has gone like litigation nuts over this thing, right? She's suing a driver, or whatever. That Billy was driving death trucks, says his pal.
Everybody knew that, though.
Billy's back was against the wall and his head slumped forward. That's the prime quote here. But apparently, shortly before the pickup began skidding on an icy road on the trip home, Reedy testified that he heard Martin say, quote, "God damn it, I missed the turn," end quote.
Famous last
words.
There, let that be your epitaph, folks.
WFMU East Star and Legal ID.
The turn.
We got a it's PSA time.
Already?
Taking sleeping pills regularly to fall asleep may indicate you suffer from a sleeping disorder. To learn more about insomnia, sleep apnea, and narcolepsy and receive free sleep questionnaire, call...
Not free sleep drugs, though.
The Sleep Disorder Center of Greater New Jersey at 1-800-477-3337.
WFMU with you in mind.
And if that doesn't work... Never mind.
I don't know.
More news?
Dan?
A little dead air, maybe. We haven't had any of that.
Yeah, that'll
put you in a long time.
Oh, we can do that. Watch this. Well.
In the follow-up department.
Yes.
Folks, we broke it here last week that yoga, as many of you probably have already previously expected watching that girl on Channel 13, is the devil's work.
Is as it does?
Yeah, apparently. Apparently they've done a little turnaround. It's in Georgia on this subject. Officials decided Monday that yoga isn't so devilish after all. During a special meeting Monday night that drew about 100 spectators, some of them sitting in crazy cross-legged positions, members of the Toccoa City Commission, the Stevens County Commission, and the County Recreation Board decided they would allow yoga enthusiasts to practice their exercises in a county recreation center, but not in a sports car. In an attempt to appease those of the small northeast Georgia town who believe that yoga is a form of devil worship, the yoga classes won't be sponsored by the county, says here, or funded with tax dollars. The move reversed the decision last week, as we reported, to cancel class after some residents complained. Quote, "The people who are signed up for the class are just walking into it like cattle to a slaughter," said Philip Lawrence, a local chiropractor and nut. "Half of yoga is a branch of Eastern mysticism, and it has strong occult influences, so beware."
I don't know. I practice yoga, and it just makes me want to worship the devil, I'll tell you.
Yeah, it's the back masking on those tapes, you know.
Well, did anybody go to the voodoo service at St. Pat's?
I've heard they weren't serving food, so I bailed.
Yeah.
I went to the stadium and saw my name in lights.
Oh, right. Anyway, let's go back to the renouncements. Next week here on the Hound Show, Sleepy LaBeef. Tonight over at Space at Chase. Once again, I asked, what kind of club named itself after a bank? The A-Bones with the Vacant Lot, the Voodoo Dolls, and...
They might be Young Marble Liquor Giants, also known as the Liquor Giants, featuring...
Four band extravaganza.
Ward L. Dotson. Yeah, everybody's going to make very little money, and somebody's going to go on real late.
Power Jam at the end.
Empire State Soul Club, Thursday night at the North River Bar. Ray Charles at the Blue Note Monday and Tuesday. And Chris Kutch will be here on FMU this Tuesday on Chris T's show at 6 o'clock Tuesday, discussing American guitar, past, present, future, question mark.
Yeah.
Well, the last Wild Girl show for the next, at least the next 8 months, except for she'll probably be doing some fill-ins. is this Thursday morning, and next Saturday is the New York Guitar Show at 4-something, 4:20.
Yeah, on 12th Street.
In the basement.
In the auditorium in the basement of Mary Helper Christian's Church on 12th Street between 1st Avenue and Avenue A
in
on
Manhattan.
The south side of 12th Street.
Right.
It is a benefit for the AIDS Resource Foundation for Children, which is an excellent organization. It looks after children born with this devastating bug, the ones that didn't get to have the fun in
yes,
order to get it.
A portion of the proceeds will go to the AIDS children, and the rest will go to Father What's In It For Me, his name?
Father Bruce.
No, it's
Bruce.
Not, yeah.
The back rubber from Brownies.
Okay.
Oh, one more thing, Han. The week-long engagement on Avenue A of Doc Lieberman.
Mm-hmm.
All week.
Yeah.
Doc Lieberman will be hosting his show of shows appearing on Avenue A.
I'm sure that means a lot to our listeners, too.
I bet you it does.
It does now.
Should we just play some more records, or?
I don't know.
We've been on mic for a while.
All right.
Okay. Got one queued up by Billy Tate. 2, 3, Mr. Tate.
Billy, 2 seconds, Mr. Tate.
Buy chicken, gonna buy steak. Don't have no money.
In a heck of a shape.
I'm gonna move on out. Little water on a rundown shack. But I just got luck and I'm looking for my baby back. Do you hear me? Bow, bow, bow.
Nice news comes from both Saigon and the Phan Rang areas. First off, from Saigon, we find that a new massage house was recently opened up near the Korean tailor shop. The following services are available: steam bath, back massage, head jobs, and blow jobs. Hours are from 0700 hours for maggots, 7 a.m. for first-termers, until 1630 hours for maggots, and 4:30 p.m. for first-termers. Reservations may be made by calling area code 912, extension 2269.
Come on, little baby, let's rock a little bit tonight. Uh-huh. Come on, little baby, let's rock a little bit tonight. Uh-huh. Come on, now, sugar, let's break things up tonight. Rock, 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 rock a little bit tonight. Rock, 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 rock a little bit tonight. Hey, hey, baby, let's shake things up tonight.
Come on, baby, let's rock a little bit tonight. Come on, baby, shake it up tonight. Come on, baby, just one time tonight. Now let's go.
Rippin' Gene Noble with that good word about that fine royal crown hairdressing.
Wait, wait, hold it, hold it. All right, start again. Just get it right. I'm really rippin' Gene Nobles.
I'm really rippin' Gene Noble with that good word about that fine royal crown hairdressing. All the chicks I know really goes for royal crown. And yours truly, little Richard, really goes for the chicks with that royal crown look. Take it and go, horse.
Good. Okay, now let's...
Hi, Gene Noble. How the old disc jerky?
I'll talk and you answer. But on the turntable right now, everybody's favorite, Little Richard. Come in, man.
Slipping on a slide in Gene Noble with that good word on royal crown hairdressing. Everywhere I go, and I goes just about everywhere, the girls are really gone on royal crown hairdressing. Even old long tall Sally use it. You know something, Gene? I goes for the girls with that royal crown look, cause man, she's got it.
That's it. Thanks.
That leaves Fan Rang at 8 a.m. It will operate on a first-come, first-fill basis. The commander also recommends that you take an ample supply of rubbers, as they have a pot full of new whores at the bars. The commander's motto, keep the morale high on the base.
And that's the news for this early edition. Next news will be later on. Next local news will be later on, too. The voice of news information and hard acid rock music. This is Radio First Termer at 69 megacycles on your FM dial. Good night, Nugent.
Good night, Dave.
And good night for this early edition of Radio First Termer News.
If it gets too hot to blow and go, watch big boys rock and roll. Oh, rock, big boys rock. Yeah, rock, big boys rock. Reach up high, touch the sky, and rock, big boys rock.
Are you the greatest disc jockey in town?
Eh.
Are you the one with the most listeners?
Eh.
Are you the one that everyone talks about? Then you're the one I'm looking for. Here, I got a summons for you.
This is a hit!
Thank you.
Meanwhile, back at the States.
Right, Hound here. My motor skills are quite impaired.
Yeah, what happened? You
I screwed up a cue there.
Barely went out last night.
Yeah. Well, no, I had an 18-hour day yesterday.
Yeah.
Let's see. We had a rough day.
Fats Domino with Hey La Ba. We heard Tiny and Tim with Bapa Diddy Boo. Slim Dorch, Big Boy Rock. Little Richard, Directly From My Heart to You. The Vikings in Rock a Little Bit. Why is that funny?
I don't know.
Billy Tate with No Money. That goes out to Il Bruch.
Oh.
Il Bruch needs an amp for tonight, folks.
No, I've got one. Thank you, Wardell.
What do you got?
I got a Marshall, but it's got reverb on it. I'm going to call up my good friend Jeff Lull, formerly of the Planets, and borrow his trem face.
Can we get like four more stacks? Call up Ross the Boss. Get one of those 80-watt jobs.
No. You know what Ross has is 300-watt heads in sequence. They've all been hot-rodded, so in his estimation, they go between about 100 and 150 watts actual.
Beautiful.
Yeah. He's a beautiful man. It's great going out to Coyote and hearing him like practicing the Hungarian Rhapsody solo without earplugs. Hey, Ross, what's going on? I was playing the Hungarian Rhapsody. I'm Hungarian, you know. He's the coolest.
Oh, from the pooch desk, Nashville, Tennessee. This is where Roscoe is. Drug sniffing.
Watch your legs.
Drug sniffing dogs and training with a snarl. 10 weeks of training by drug sniffing dogs came to a snarling conclusion when they had to be separated at their graduation. The 6 Labrador Retrievers were sent to their handlers' cars Thursday after baring fangs during a ceremony at the Public Service Commission's office. The dogs get along with almost everyone except one another and will go to work this week making roadside truck inspections across the state. I think they were a little afraid of the cameras, said the commissioner chairman. The ceremony went on without the dogs.
So I guess if you want to beat the weight requirements in, what, Tennessee, all you have to do is haul a load of Labrador Retrievers.
Right.
You got it covered.
Yeah. What else is going on? What do you got there?
Murder suspect loses Minneapolis primary. Minnesota primary.
How did that happen?
St. Paul, Minnesota.
I voted for him.
It's where my little brother is in... having a good time. An inmate awaiting his second trial on a first-degree murder charge was the choice of 33,004 Minnesotans to serve as state treasurer in Tuesday's primary. Leonard J. Richards, 48, finished last among the 3 candidates vying for the Democratic Farmer Labor Party nomination. Richards, who ran for the U.S. House in 1974 and the U.S. Senate in 1978, showed his abilities by being convicted in the 1987 shooting and stabbing death of his tax attorney. He was granted a new trial by the Minnesota Supreme Court, and that enabled him to file for office since technically it obliterated his only felony conviction. Richards, who is in the Hennepin County Jail, also has been indicted on murder charges in the 1982 death of his half-sister, Mae Wilson. Well, the voice of the people.
Doesn't mean he wouldn't be a good politician.
Well, at least he's upfront about it.
Here's one. The Defense Ministry of Switzerland launched an inquiry this week into practices in an army training center after it was revealed that recruits were forced to eat explosives. The ministry confirmed newspaper reports that up to 20 young soldiers were taken to the hospital earlier this week after swallowing 30 grams of explosives and what was described as a regular initiation ceremony. One unnamed victim told Swiss Radio that the explosive baptism was part of the routine of army life. No, I don't. I guess it's like part of, like, they can save money on bombs by just making the paratroopers and the bombs one.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to jiggle those guys too much at all.
Wouldn't want them riding on your truck in a bumpy road either.
How about this? A variety show with women dancers was canceled in Saudi Arabia because they complained about it.
No, so, Ann Margaret on the USO?
No, Go-Go-Rama there.
Oh, right. Wild Girl wanted to take the Go-Go-Rama thing on the USO tour.
Yeah, because they got the money there, but the Saudis apparently found a burlesque-like dance routine in the first act of the show especially offensive. They complained to the U.S. military officials after monitoring the show. Quote, they objected in general, but it was pretty clear that it was the women that set them off, said a military source.
Well,
I mean, what are women for except to set guys
they're
off?
They're just no fun over there. And I don't think we should fight over it. I don't think we should fight. I think we should just run our cars on horse pee. Because
On horse pee?
It's not worth fighting over.
No, I'd rather dance than
come
fight.
Come on, they got those engines. They can run them on water. They can, you know.
We just
got
to get GM to open up, or excuse me, Exxon to open up their bought patent file.
That'll never happen. What we have to do is get Brian to, like, tap into their computer.
As soon as he's through cloning Billy Martin.
Yeah. All right, this guy, next guy, Sleepy LaBeef, he's going to be here next week, and he'll also be playing at Maxwell's next Saturday, and let's hear from him right now.
Go again. I found a way to cook.
Take two.
I found a way to cook extra. Come on over and try my crispy. It's entirely different, and yet it's just as tender and tasty.
No,
and it's just as finger licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that real crispy crust that some folks like. And it's just as tender and juicy, and I'll get it now.
Mama is in town? What? Really? She still stayed in the same place? Yeah! Hot skinned mama, I love you. Hot skinned mama, please. Hot skinned mama, please. Hot skinned mama, come to see you. Hot skinned mama, on the way. Hot skinned mama, on the way. I'm coming. Yeah, coming. Hot skinned mama. Come in, baby, come in, hot chili mama. I open the door. Down the stairs. I ran to my car. Ah! Walked up the stairs. Knocked on hot chili mama door. Nobody answered at the door. Now harder on the door. Nobody answered at the door. Now harder on the door. And then she opened the door. And she was inside there with a meal. And I said to her, hot chili mama, I love you. Hot chili mama, I love you. Hot chili mama, I need you. Hot chili mama, please. Hot chili mama, won't you? Hot chili mama, gotta have you. Come on, baby, come on, hot chili mama. Come on, hey, come on, hot chili mama. There she was, standing there. My hot chili mama. Her lips was like a hippopotamus lips. Her nose was like an elephant's snout. or hell was cancer, don't you? And you bet not try to comb it. Her jaws hung down by her knee. But most of all, she was built like an old bass fiddle. And I said to her, Hotchkiss mama, love it. Hotchkiss mama, need it. Hotchkiss mama, please. Hotchkiss mama, want it. Hotchkiss mama, gotta have it. Hotchkiss mama, baby. Hotchkiss mama. Hotchkiss mama. Hotchkiss mama. Hot skillet mama, hot skillet mama, hot, hot skillet mama.
I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that crispy chick crust. Yet it's entirely different. No, we don't.
This will be wild lines 30, take one.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Start again.
You say cut it?
Go ahead.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. Yet, tender and juicy. Cut it? Okay. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe.
Take three.
It's entirely different. It's entirely different. Whatever, but yes. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let me get that scratched off of there and quit looking at it.
Let me take you by the hand, girl. Oh, let me take you by the hand, baby. Let me take you by the hand.
yes, I do. Really, really, really am in love with you. Love you, girl. Yes, I do. Really, really, really am in love with you.
Can I kiss you once or twice, babe? Oh, can I kiss you once or twice, girl?
Why? Let me kiss you once or twice, cause your lips look really nice. Cha-cha-cha.
Can I be your lover man, babe? Oh, let me be your lover man, girl. Oh, let me be your lover man,
man. Let me be your lover man. Take you to my lady friend. Cha-cha-cha.
Let's go now, yeah.
Cha-cha-cha.
Walking girl.
Cha-cha-cha.
I'm a walking girl.
Cha-cha-cha.
Yee-hee-hoo!
Cha-cha-cha.
Yee-ha! Ha! Real crusty. Real what? What kind of damn crusty? Crispy crust. It's really different. Now you can have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe and my new extra crisp. New extra crispy, I thought I said that. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. It's entirely different. Get every bit of finger-licking good. No, every bit of finger-licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down to get that real crispy crust some folks like. I better do it again, huh?
Yes.
You don't want me to sing, do you, for Christ's sake?
We're rolling. This is a good one. Take five.
Most folks have heard about it.
All right, that's good. Good.
Back in the jungle.
Right. Hound here. There's Daryl Rhodes and the Falcons. 4 o'clock, baby. We had the Valiants with Walking Girl. The Excellence, Coney Island, baby. Yokohama and Hot Skillet Mama, Sun Ra and his orchestra on that one.
Yay!
That one goes out to Racer.
Sleepy LaBeef opened up with Tore Up. He'll be here next week in person, going in for Il Brooch.
Mm-hmm.
And we got something from the Stress Desk.
Yeah, but it smells funny.
We are the Stress
it's
Desk
stressful
today.
Stressful looking for it.
Life in the big city drives Big Apple crazy. Pollsters asked New Yorkers if they agreed with this statement, quote, to live in New York, people need to be a little crazy. More than half gave the only sane response, yes.
No, get out of my face.
Yeah, exactly. You holding? In the poll commissioned by Time Magazine, 52% adjusted their straitjackets and agreed that, agreed that life here is indeed easier for the slightly daft. There's no evidence that most residents of Phoenix or Atlanta have ever claimed that insanity enhances life in their communities. They don't have to. Do New Yorkers really see themselves as teeth-grinding, neck-bulging, fist-pounding loonies?
No!
In the nation's largest city, also its craziest? Dr. Elliot Weinberg, I'll cut to the chase soon, I promise, folks, a professor of clinical psychology at Mount Sinai Hospital and an expert on urban stress, was not convinced. Quote, people like to go along with legends. They're admitting to a proud sort of craziness, he said. It's a kind of boot camp attitude towards life in the city. I can get behind that, sir. Weinberg said many New Yorkers lay claim not to psychosis, but to the fanatic's mania for opera, stocks, sculpture, or basketball. It's kind of lopsided in one direction, isn't it? All of which the city has in unrivaled abundance. But dig this. He conceded that the city probably has a disproportionate number of stress-related conditions, such as headaches, high blood pressure, irritable bowels, and ringing ears. A weekend of out-of-town shows does that for me. Also, an awful lot of people seem to talk to themselves while walking down Fifth Avenue, or A Avenue. This all may be linked to population density. The country as a whole has about 63 people per square mile. San Francisco, the second densest city, has 1,400 per square mile. New York City, on the other, missing several fingers, hands, has 23,000 residents per square mile, not including commuters. And Manhattan's a whopping 58,000. Overall, New York is more than twice as dense as all but a few American cities. I could have told you that.
Mm. Well,
we've got
about 4 billion more headed into that stinking San Gennaro grease feast.
Yeah, I hate that effing feast with a vengeance.
You know what it is, folks? It really screws up the traffic and screws up everything.
Stay home this year.
Staying home. You wait in traffic. You go there. You pay $10 to park your car to eat a sausage sandwich that's been in the same grease for 2 weeks cooking out there. That you pay twice as much money for, and you eat it in an atmosphere of a subway car because everybody from New Jersey and Long Island are all crammed in there. And those of us who live in the city truly do hate that stinking feast. Let's get the Blues Hangover so we can get it all in.
Yeah.
What do you say? We got one by Mersey Baby.
I say Ote. Hey.
Ooh, come here, baby. I want you to know me before you are.
This portion of the Big Bill Collins Show will be brought to you by H&A Restaurant, located at 422 East on 63rd Street. H&A Restaurant wants Big Bill to tell you about the food they serve. On a Sunday, they have roast chicken and dressing, turkey wing and dressing with homemade rolls. And I mean they are homemade. We serve breakfast every morning from 4 a.m. to 12 noon. Baby beef liver, neck bone, and also black-eyed peas on Monday. We are closed on Tuesday. Wednesday, the beef stew, beans and rice day. Chicken and dumpling and ham hocks every Thursday. Friday is fish day. Saturday, we serve steaks, pork chops, and also chillings. And don't forget, we serve breakfast every morning from 4 a.m. to 12 noon. That's at H&H Restaurant, the home of the biscuit, folks. Reason why I said the home of the biscuit, folks, Mr. Brooks be walking around there all day long with the biscuits in each hand. Like I said, that's H&A Restaurant, located at 422 East on 63rd Street, the home of the biscuit, folks. If you don't hear about that early this morning, you won't have no biscuit, because Mr. Brooks be going to eat them all up. That young man, like I said, eat all day long. That's at H&A Restaurant, located at 422 East on 63rd Street.
Get your body by the farmer. Get your milk from a judge cow.
Of the Big Bill Collins Show has been brought to you by City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. City Barbecue specializes in barbecue ribs, rib tips, hot Lincolns, and also swamps. That's at City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. For the best in barbecue, where will you get it? And it's not for one place. That's City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. When you drive up in there, tell Big Bad Henry that you heard on the Big Bill Collins Show.
Well, this world's in a tangle. The people's going broke.
worried about my baby, and I ain't got no place to go. I'm gonna dig myself a hole, move down underground. Well, when I come up, there won't be no all around. Well, I've got my questionnaire, I got my credit card too. Worried about my baby, and I don't know just what to do. I'm gonna dig myself a hole, move down underground. Well, when I come up, there won't be no all around. Well, they took me down to the river, and I saw the deep blue sea. My baby standing there wondering, what could become of me? I'm gonna dig myself a hole, move down underground. Well, when I come up, there won't be no all around.
Tell you where you can get the best seafood in town. That's at Adam Fish House, located at 6454 South Cottage Grove. Adam Fish House have all kinds of seafood, such as frog legs, catfish, red snapper, buffalo, and silver bath. And Adam Fish House are open Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 12 a.m. Friday and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. And they have fresh fish daily. They also serve fish sandwich and dinner, and they cook it the way you ask them. All this at Adam Fish House, located at 6454 South Cottage Grove. And if you're in a hurry and don't have time to wait, all you have to do is call this number, 241-7028. That number again is 241-7028. 29. That's at Adam Fish House, located at 6454 South Cottage Grove. For the best in seafood, why not drop by Adam Fish House at 6454 South Cottage Grove. When you walk in there, tell them that you heard it on the Big Bill Collins Show.
Well, it's early in the morning, and I really got to do. Well, I'm gonna dig myself a hole. I keep yelling for my baby, hoping he'll come.
while back in the States.
Right. Today's Blues Hangover. I know you blues fans get up late. Silas Hogan with Early in the Morning, Robert Jr. Lockwood, Dig Myself a Hole. J.B. Hutto and the Hawks, Pet Cream Man. We open up with Mersey Baby and Country Boy.
Well, that about warps it up, huh?
Yeah. Go see old Brooch tonight over at Space at Chase.
Yeah, I think about 1:30.
A-Bone's going about 1:30. Next week, we'll be back with Sleepy LaBeef in tow. Thanks, Denois, Miss Sally. Brian,
I'd like to thank myself here for a moment.
Yeah, I'd like to thank yourself too.
All right.
Laurie S. is up next with Raging Lamos.
Yeah, beautiful.
Lord, the Crick, let's get out of here. Sleepy LaBeef next week. WFMU East Orange.